Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live in the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP coming up at 9:45. Your chance to win tickets to go see Chris Brown in concert. But we wanted to dive into something that Daniel Jeremiah brought up. I think it was on the Zach Gelb show. Daniel Jeremiah was a guy who was a college scout with the Ravens, the Browns, and the Eagles. He's been on the NFL Network for the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks, I respect what he says because I think he's very plugged in. Here's what he said on that show.
This feels to me like you have a for sure landing spot. Maybe that's assume that's four with the Cardinals. So that's the floor, you know, and you say, okay, we're going to effort and try like crazy, see if we can't get Washington or New England to bite. But if we don't get them to bite, we know that we have a deal at four. So worst case scenario, we're getting the fourth quarterback. We're ahead of the Giants from that standpoint, and we have that locked in. But, you know, I do believe the connections with Drake May make a lot of sense. But I think in order to do that, you're talking about having to get all the way up there to number two.
So you think Drake May could still be in play for the second pick of the draft?
I think he's in play there. I do. You know, one of the things that was going to be interesting, Drake May and Sam Howell are literally best friends. And some people would have looked at that and said, oh, that would have made a lot of sense then if he goes and he's with Sam Howell. And I don't think that was the case. I don't think that was something where they wanted to be, you know, competing together there. So when they traded Sam Howell, that perked me up a little bit and thought, okay, maybe that does mean Drake May could be back and play there at number two.
Do you lean more now that it is May two over Daniels, or are you still in on Daniels?
I think both those guys, I wake up one day and I tell you one thing, I wake up another day, I tell you the next. So to me, it's about trying to find the fit. And that's why New England to me feels stuck. Like they are taking one. Everything that I've heard seems to be they are committed to staying at three. They wanted an $8 to $10 million quarterback. They got that Jacoby Brissett, and they're going to take the guy of the future there at three. I believe that that it's likely that Washington stays and takes one of those two guys, but I would think Washington of the two would be more likely to at least listen because of what they need on that roster and where they are. And when you have Cliff Kingsbury, he could say, hey, you know what, you get back to 11, we make this trade with the Vikings, you give me a huge haul of picks, I can make it work with, you know, whether it's McCarthy, whether it's Bo Nix or Penix. Like, these guys are point guards, and let's build up the rest of the roster.
So some interesting comments there from Daniel Jeremiah. We put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. You just heard Daniel Jeremiah. The question is, with teams like the Vikings, with two first-round picks, rumored to be interested in trading up in the NFL draft to select a quarterback like Drake May, should the Commanders consider trading down? A lot of people will say, don't even consider it. You're a don't even consider it guy, right?
At this point, to go to 11, I would consider it to go maybe like 5 or 6 or something maybe. So you could really target someone. But 11 is too far. Too many.
Even if you get a future number one and you net two first-round picks this year.
Yeah, because I don't.
But you're getting 11 and 23, correct?
Yeah.
That's if you pull off the deal with the Vikings.
And the Vikings are predicted, right, at least early, to be last place in the NFC North next year. These are early predictions, obviously.
Yeah.
So if that pick is like a top 12 pick, so then you'd have 11 and 23 this year.
And two first-rounders next year, probably both pretty
like
high.
12 to 14. I just don't know if it's worth it in what's viewed as one of the better quarterback drafts in a long time to move out of being in the top three.
It's so risky because it's risky. I mean, you could draft May or Daniels. They could suck, right? And then you could trade out of there and pick up these other picks and make your entire roster better. But then you're still stuck at quarterback.
But I feel like
you're all in on a J.J. McCarthy and he slips to 11.
The whole make your whole roster better and then find the quarterback, that's just doing the Ron Rivera thing all over again.
I wouldn't do that. I would stay at two and take the quarterback. They definitely like at least one of those quarterbacks, if not both.
Right. I think you have to consider it.
Why do you think that? I think they probably do, but why are you so convinced?
It's just common sense.
I think you have to consider it.
They're going to draft a quarterback at two, and they're obviously going to take the one they like the best out of both of those, May or Daniels. I don't think they're trading out of there and going, we don't really like these
guys.
The
only way I would is if they do say, you know what, there's too many question marks. I don't love them. I like them. I don't love them.
The phone number is 800-636-1067.
I have no idea.
800.
I mean, if you had to put money on it, would you say they're drafting a quarterback too?
If I had to put money on it, I would say they're going to draft Drake May. If I had to put money on it.
Right.
800-636-1067. Should they consider it? I would definitely consider it. Here's what we don't know. We don't know who they really like and how many guys they really like. So the conventional wisdom from all these draft nicks is the top three guys are Caleb, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and then there's a little bit of a fall off. But let's just say hypothetically, Adam Peters really loves Bo Nix, or he really loves Michael Penix, and his personal grades, those guys are as good as Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Well, then he might be willing to trade down.
He's going to take the haul.
You know,
haul
or he might be, keep hearing about all these people who love J.J. McCarthy. He might be a big J.J. McCarthy guy, and he's willing to trade down.
I mean, it's possible. I just don't think it's probable. I think they're going to target one of those other two guys.
But let's say they are J.J. McCarthy. He's their favorite. Mm-hmm. You can't, and I think that's possible, but you can't move to 11. That's way too risky.
Yeah, because he could go six.
I saw a wacky
thing. It's too big of a gap.
I saw a proposed three-way deal. Now, of course, everybody has their own deals that they're throwing against the wall, seeing what sticks. Between Washington, the Chargers, and the Vikings, where somehow Washington dealt out of the number two spot, wound up with the Chargers pick, which
is five.
Yeah. So that way, they move down a few spots, accumulate extra capital, and still be able to get a top five quarterback. That's if the first four picks are all quarterbacks, which some people are speculating could happen. Bumps Marvin Harrison out of the top five, bumps the big offensive lineman.
But do you want the
out of the top five?
Do you want the fifth best quarterback and not the second
the
best quarterback?
You want the best quarterback that you
I get
can
it.
Grade.
Right, so I'm saying, but if you're slipping back to five, then technically.
But it doesn't always work out that way.
It doesn't.
I mean,
he's saying if those first four picks are quarterbacks.
Mahomes was drafted after Deshaun Watson, right?
I don't know. There's
who's the better
be a,
quarterback?
There's got to be a gap in their eyes.
I think it's who they love. I was asking EB, it seems like in the NBA, you'll have draft day deals after guys are picked. In the NFL, it's always before, so you guys are saying don't trade to have the 11th pick because teams like the Giants in front of you will maybe draft the guys you want.
They could. Yeah.
Is there a way you can swing it after?
It's rare.
I know. Why
it doesn't seem to happen in the NFL.
When it's happened in the NFL, it happens in the NBA all the time.
I don't know.
I put on a hat.
Right.
The next thing you know, they've been telling.
Right. Well, so let's say the Vikings are at 11 and somehow J.J. McCarthy's still there at 11. And even though the Commanders drafted Jaden Daniels at 2 or Drake May at 2, they call up the Vikings say, hey, can you take J.J. McCarthy at 11? We'll give you Jaden Daniels or Drake May, but you also have to give us your 21st pick. So essentially you're trading Jaden for J.J. and the pick. Never seems to happen that way in the NFL.
Right.
I would, to answer the question, the poll of the day at Junks Radio, I would consider it. I'm leaning more towards taking Drake May number two based on my little analysis when we came up with our charts. Drake May is number two on my board.
I would probably take Jaden, roll the dice, but I think they're going to go Drake May.
I saw something James over the weekend.
James is the most exciting one.
He is. He is, and I think he would help them win more early. I think he'd be more like the RG3 effect early, whereas Drake, you know, you're hearing all these people say maybe he needs to sit a little while. He hasn't played as much college football. I think it's going to take a little while to develop. He might be along that Josh Allen plan where he really took off in year three. But I saw something over the weekend. You can Google it, just of Jaden. It was like a compilation of Jaden Daniels just taking major
all those
hits.
I've seen a couple
he
of them.
He gets crushed.
Dude.
Now, he survived the season, but is he going to be able to survive in the NFL?
Who was it? Was it your buddy mark. Or somebody? Somebody texted me. They called him Johnny Knoxville.
Like, there's somebody on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, the hits he takes are Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, that's not right. A good comp.
Let's take a couple calls.
But he is the most exciting one.
Some people don't even want to trade back or take a quarterback. They want to take another prospect.
Right now on Twitter, 57% say they would not even consider a trade. What if it was a Herschel Walker haul? A Ricky Williams haul? You're not going to do it?
That's still a pretty high percentage that would.
Yeah, 43% so far, yes.
Listen, you just got to trust your guys, your evaluators. If they say, listen, these guys are all good, but they're not special, I can get one of these guys with the 7th or 8th pick next year, maybe, potentially, then I would consider it.
I know, you just don't know where you're going to be drafting next year.
It seems like pretty much it's unanimous that quarterbacks are going to go 1 through 3. It's pretty unanimous.
Yeah.
So they must be worthy. I mean, almost everyone.
But it's worthy and also desperation that those teams, look, the Bears trade away Justin Fields. They have to get a quarterback. The Commanders have to get a quarterback unless you're going to go with Marcus Mariota. And the Patriots pretty much have to get a quarterback.
Though they did sign Jacoby Brissett, so like – you can start him at the beginning of a season. You're not going to have playoff aspirations, but he's startable.
All right, let's back some of these calls if you want to chime in. 800-636.
Who's on the Bears depth chart now that they traded away Justin Fields?
I'm trying to think who their backup was behind Fields.
Tyson Bagent,
that's right. He actually started.
And he won a couple, right? That was a kid that was like undrafted or whatever.
Went to Shepherd.
Shepherd.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. Would you consider...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Trading down. What's the scenario where you would? I think trading down to 11 is too risky. If you want to get a quarterback. If your goal is to get one of your quarterbacks.
Unless Peters has guys like Bo Nix and Penix graded pretty close to that top three tier.
Right.
Right. All right, let's bang out one here before we go to break. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Aaron in D.C. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks
Hello,
for taking
Aaron.
My call.
Hey,
so,
buddy.
There are a couple of things that I would consider. You know, one is that I would actually consider taking Marvin Harrison Jr. at 2 and pairing him with Terry McLaurin. If there's any chance that we like any of the other quarterbacks deeper in the draft. Also, I would consider trading back, but I wouldn't trade back out of the top 10. And I would just try to grab the quarterback that you want and continue to build around offensive line and defensive lines with edge protectors and things of that nature. But if they can pick up some first-rounders in next year's draft, that's a very great value proposition given all of the people that the team has brought in so far. So those are what my general thoughts are.
Mm. I mean, Marvin Harrison's is definitely tempting, but then if you are targeting a quarterback, you know, one of the top five, and they're all gone, what are you doing at quarterback?
Well, why would, and again, why would you pick Harrison at two? Why wouldn't you trade down to five? Let everybody that's horny for quarterbacks pick one through four.
Whatever.
Get some extra picks.
But the point is, you want Marcus Mariota throwing to Marvin Harrison?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but that's that would only be a one-year thing.
Oh, I get it now, but you have no idea where you're drafting next year.
Right.
I think it's risky.
I think
it's risky to play that way because you don't. I mean, Dan Quinn in his first year and the whole coach staff in their first year, they want to start building something now. They don't want to wait a year.
I think that's right.
Quarterback.
Nobody seems to want to wait a year. Yeah. Ron was happy with it for about 4 weeks. And then when he first came here, he was happy with it. And then all of a sudden he started
winning some games.
Yeah, he started winning a few games or the division fell apart and he started going for the division.
He never stuck to a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And all his plans were bad. So I can understand him not sticking to a plan. When you have a bunch of bad plans, you got to pivot to the next one.
True. All right, taking your calls next at 800-636-1067. Should the Commanders consider trading down? You heard what Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network said. He said teams like the Vikings, they're trying to move up. Vikings have multiple picks. Should the Commanders at least listen? Or do you think, out of hand, no, don't take any calls, draft a quarterback at number two? Your call's next here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.